Today I'm going to talk about how I've integrated podcasting into my foreign language classroom. I teach Italian at Bronx Community College, and I teach two hybrid courses, an elementary and an intermediate class. And I realized that podcasting really is a great companion to teaching foreign languages, especially for assessing language proficiency and language competence. And I decided to, first of all, to plan this activity into my class. And I had to do a lot of thinking of how I was going to do that, who was going to provide the training, that's him, who was going to, where I was going to do this, where students were going to make the videos or audio podcast, what materials I was going to use. So I was lucky enough that my college allows me to purchase, with a tech fee, a digital camera and 22 MP3 players for my student. My class, online classes at Bronx Community College are capped at 22. So I have the equipment, I have the opportunity to do it. Another thing I had to really think, how does this really integrate into the objectives and the methodological framework of my course? And I realized that it was perfectly in tune, because language classrooms, I just, I'm gonna give you a little bit. The course objectives are these, all language in a class, in a foreign language class, are done in the target language. There's no English involved. So also then the quizzes, the way we test, and the final examination has to follow, has to be coherent with these objectives. And so what we used to do in the past is to sit with students. Students make an appointment with us for 15 minutes and we speak in Italian, and then I give them a grade. I assess the language proficiency. I realized with podcasts I could be doing the same, but not only that, students get so much more out of this, and I'm gonna show you how. In my class, I use podcasting in two ways. One, I create my own podcast. I can use also Screencast. I use Captivate. I use a lot of different programs. I create grammar explanations, I create vocabulary explanations, I create a way to learn content, culture, and also I have students who have requested special podcasts. I have students, for example, who work in a restaurant, and I didn't cover yet the vocabulary for food, and they asked me to pronounce certain words for them. And so what is great that you can really customize podcasts to a student's real life, and they can use the vocabulary and the language for something like that. The student outcomes are great. Number one, students are really active participants in the learning process. And this is because students work on this for a whole semester. They have a chance to write the script, they have to memorize their own script, and I have them do video podcasts. I'm going to show today how my Italian intermediate class, as part of the oral, part of the oral examination, they have to do a video. And they really have an opportunity to redirect, to recorrect themselves as they write and how they proceed. Of course, there's a lot of communication between professor and the student, but also between the students. The other thing that's really key in a foreign language learning is the creation of spontaneous speech. And I think this is something that was also what Professor Bauer was also saying. Language students, it's a really high skill to be able to all of a sudden produce speech in a foreign language that makes sense, that has all the grammar correction, the syntax, and the way you deliver, it's well done, it's in a professional manner. And so that kind of spontaneous speech doesn't come from an input. They elect what they want to describe. They select if they want to talk about something in the past and use the past tense, or something in the future and the conditional tense. So it's a very high skill. It really it's a great tool to it develops a higher competency for language. Another important thing is the podcast fosters learners' autonomy, because students learn by doing. They're learning how to speak in the language by practicing the language. And when they have to shoot the video, they cannot read, so they're going to have to practice the speech a lot. And so by doing it, they're learning. Another great aspect is the collaboration aspect. This is not only for podcasting, but for example, wikis. I've done a lot of collaborative work, and students do much more work than I actually require. That's something that I see all the time. And so because it increases the student motivation factor and the interest for the subject matter, the subject matter all of a sudden becomes more interesting to them. And studies have shown in language, especially studies that were done in the 90s, that if students have a higher frequency of interaction between them, the language proficiency increases. Another important aspect that podcasting has in relation to having, you know, one-on-one interviews is that you have a final product that you can take with you. You have a CD, and I always tell students, use this when you apply to a four-year college. A lot of Bronx Community College students go to Lehman College. You know, you maybe want to minor in Italian to get in. You show your podcast, and it's very impressive. It's very impressive, and I think you can use that maybe for jobs. So it has a very credible value. The project and the activity that you plan becomes more credible if it has a tangible thing attached to it. So what kind of programs I'm doing? I'm using Audacity, Window Movie Maker, iMovie, Premiere Elements, which is an Adobe editing film program, MP3 players, a digital camera, and the file converters. I have to be really thankful to the great job that Albert has provided to my classes. He has come now 3 times to give workshops on Window Movie Maker and on Audacity. And what I'm going to show you today, I'm going to show you a little part of a film that the students make this semester. So this final exam was given to me last week, so it's really fresh material, thanks to Albert's teachings. Okay, so now you have to help me. Okay, I have to say that the video is much a little bit longer. I had to come home, I had to reduce it, I had to compress it. So the quality isn't great, but this video is on YouTube now. So if you just put Bronx Community College, you can see it in its entirety. And the quality, the time 13. Yes. So this is what they did. There are 3 students who talk about what it is to study certain majors at Bronx Community College: nursing, art, and health and nutrition. And they talk about what they do and what they want to do in their life. They're using the conditional tense, they're using different tenses. It's a heavy file.
La frutta, la verdura, tutti i giorni. futuro, Dios haré una propuesta de los pastores fantásticos. Él habla en una escuela, un hospital o una universidad.
I think what's very valuable for me is that this is not a threatening video. I think my other students will see it. They're not, oh my God, I can't do this. This is, you can. This is very simple to do. It's not very complicated. And I like that they kept it simple and, you know, that they speak. And so I can assess their level of Italian, which is quite good. It's at the perfect level, which is the intermediate level. That's where they should be. If you have any questions for any of us, a lot of people left. But
thank you. I do have a handout, which I'll give out at the door. Also, if you'd like to give us your name, if you have any questions, areas of particular interest, please feel free to fill out the information.